Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number when you hear somebody hang up is 866-444-3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com, and it's DirtDoctor, dirtdoctor.com. The last call reminded me I probably should talk about my books more often than I do because my books are a little complicated. I have a lot of them, for one thing. And almost all of them are still available. Some of the more current ones are the main ones that we talk about here. But even going back to the original book I did, Plants of the Metroplex, for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you don't have one of those, it's maybe the handiest little guide for landscaping and getting started on that kind of stuff of any book. The 180 degrees from that is my book called Texas Gardening the Natural Way, and it's a big book. It's kind of a compilation of all my books in one, including the insect information and the tree stuff that I talk about so much and the various kinds of plants that I recommend and how to plant them properly. And all of them concentrate on how to build the soil and how to prepare beds properly and how to plant trees properly, which is a big issue. And there's a lot of problems with that out there across the country, around the world, really. The main one being that trees are planted too deeply in the ground. And we help people solve that problem. And then we've got books on specific subjects, the insect book, the bug book, the tree book, the herb book, you know, so whatever subject you're interested in, we can help you out there. The books, even though some of them have Texas in the title, are good for people coast to coast and border to border because we base the timing of things, which is the big variable, on the first and last average freezes wherever you are. And then we always recommend that you talk to local people anyway for the final decision on the actual species of plants that you use and all that kind of thing. The red button at the top of the page on dirtdoctor.com is where you can just click on that and you can go to the page where all my books are explained. And also the course is there, the Natural Organic Landscaping and Gardening online course, 15-chapter course where you can become certified by the Texas Organic Research Center. And you can use that fact and the seal in your marketing if you're in the business in any way. And the other thing is my art, the natural organic art. You can go to the catalog there and see not all of them. I need to put some of the newest pieces on there, but you can see most of them that we have available for purchase to help raise money for the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center. And also, we're leaving the ones we've sold on there, too. So if you see a style or a kind of look that you like, we can, you know, do a commission, a piece for anything similar to what we've done in the past. So check all that out. Just click on the red button right there at the top of the page. Okay, let's get caught up here. Donna in East Texas. Where in East Texas are you, Donna?
About 20 miles outside of Sulphur Springs.
All righty. Well, I'm from Pittsburgh, Texas, not too far away.
I've got some, I guess the way you pronounce it is thuja trees I just bought and planted. They get to be those really big evergreens.
Fuchsia? Fuchsias are perennials or flowering plants.
No, they're those big, huge evergreens that grow to be like 30 feet tall. Okay. I may be mispronouncing it. It's T-H-U-J-A-A.
Oh, fuchsia. Okay, I got you. All right.
Anyway, I got four of them. They're about a foot tall. And I planted them about 2 weeks ago, and I've been watering them like every other day, and we've had some days of rain. And I've noticed they're starting to turn brown. I guess they need some kind of supplementation or something, but I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose them.
Well, any kind of plant that you plant, whether it's evergreen or deciduous or whatever, the most critical time is when they're really young, like your trees are. And the most serious mistake that people make is too much water or too little water. So you do need to be watering, no question about it, and you need to be monitoring the soil. And the best way to monitor the soil is with some kind of a probe. And the easy way for homeowners to come up with a probe is to take a golf club and saw the head off of a golf club. And the best club to use is driver, because the drivers tend to have those not steel shafts, you know, those composite shafts, and they're solid, so you can saw them off at an angle and creating a point. And then they all have rubber handles nowadays, and you can use that as a probe and safely, because it's rubber and the fiberglass or the composite material won't, you know, bring the electricity up to you if you happen to hit an electrical line. But what a probe does is it tells you by feel whether there's too much or too little moisture in the soil. So those little trees, if they're turning yellow and brown and, you know, going downhill, it's probably that they've dried out in between rains or something, and you just need to be careful to keep the soil moist. Hopefully it hadn't gone too far, but monitor the soil with a probe and water when you need to. I can't give you a schedule, because everybody's is different. Everybody's soil is different. Everybody's
ours is real sandy.
Yeah, yours is going to be drying out real quickly. So that's probably all that's wrong, is that they got dry. Hopefully they didn't
I try to fertilize too?
Well, you should if they're green and growing. If they're brown and dying, the fertilizer might just help push them on over the edge. Let's get them back into a little decent shape. And then, yeah, you need to fertilize with organic fertilizers. One of the things you might do for the stressed plants that you have is either make Garrett juice with the formula that we provide on the website and in my books and everything, which is basically compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. Or buy one of the commercial products. It'll be a quicker way to do it. And mix it according to the instructions, ready to spray. And then that mixture that's ready to spray, you can spray the foliage, but also drench it into the soil, into the root zone. And it's Garrett juice, among other things, it's a mild fertilizer, but it also is a root stimulator and will maybe help you get your little plants back.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Good luck with that. Let's see what Sandra, Hagerstown, Maryland, is up to. Hi, Sandra.
Hello. I have a question for you. I have a terrible case of the dusty mildew or whatever that gets on these phlox. I have a really nice section of tall phlox.
Okay. Powdery mildew is the more common name.
Powdery mildew, and I read somewhere on the internet, and we all know that that's not always good, but
unless it's dirtdoctor.com.
adding to organics, some organic or safe methods to get rid of that, someone indicated that milk mixed with about 6 parts water was good for that. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, in fact, milk is probably recommended more often for the powdery mildew on phlox than any other plant. I don't know how that got started, but basically a cup of milk per gallon of water, of whole milk or skim milk, either one, works pretty well. So give that a shot. You can also do the cornmeal tea. It's probably a little bit more powerful. What you do is you put a cup of whole ground cornmeal in a 5-gallon bucket of water, stir it up, let it sit for a few hours, then strain the solids out. The solids can go on the soil and be worked in to the soil and be beneficial for putting the compost pile, either one. But the tea that you make, cornmeal tea, sprayed on the phlox will knock that powdery mildew out as well.
I see. let me ask you this one question here. I had thought, well, next year, you know, I take all the old stalks off after the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I spray the area before the plants actually come up, does that help?
It'll help some. What'll help more, Sandra, is for you to put the whole ground cornmeal down on the ground at about 2 pounds per 100 square feet, you know, the 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet like we use for organic fertilizer, and work it into the soil part of the bed preparation prior to planting, and that'll help be a preventative.
Okay. Well, these come up every year.
Okay. You know, so. Well, work it in gently, and I think it'll help you. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. You got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with ViaTrac fertilizer. ViaTrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. ViaTrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViaTracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack or 40-pound bag, also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with ViaTrac fertilizer.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's go back to the phones. Eugene is one of the early callers that called back, so I'm going to move him up in the line just real quick, calling from St. Joe, Arkansas. Hey, Eugene.
Good morning, Howard. I got a few questions about you planting fall potatoes. We had a good crop of for spring. I'd like to try and plant some in the fall, and I was wondering about using some of the potatoes I harvested and planting those for later on this fall. And also, too, as far as the varieties, I've not had too good a look. I've tried a little bit of as far as saving seed, that they didn't do this what I really thought they should do as far as how good productive they were. Any tips about that?
Well, a couple of things I would mention, Eugene. First of all, you would probably have a little bit better luck than I do and have in the Dallas area because you're a little bit cooler. But to be honest with you, most people, Bob Webster and I visit on his show, for example, every Saturday, and we've talked about it in the past, and I've talked to a lot of other gardeners too, and pretty much across the board, and I think that even the universities are kind of on board with this, is that fall Irish potatoes don't work very well like the spring ones do, and you've probably already kind of faced that. I don't know what to tell you to try other on varieties other than try as many different ones as you can. I would also probably say that getting them in as early as possible probably is a benefit. If you wait until it's, you know, super, super hot, which we're pretty much already there, they struggle to get going. What happens is they start to grow, and that new young tender foliage just gets, you know, brutalized and stressed by the heat. One thing you might try is something that both Bob and I have tried on even tomatoes, and that is during the hottest parts of the season, put up some shade cloth, especially.
That was my next question.
Yeah. Especially for midday through late afternoon, because the burning of the foliage is probably what limits that fall production of the spuds. So try as many varieties as you can, different ones, plant early as you can, little shade cloth or something like that, and see how it works for you. Don't be disappointed if you don't have great production. Most people don't with fall production on Irish potatoes.
Well, we've planted some later, like where you plant in August and trying to get them up, and especially once it starts cooling down, they just don't have enough time to make very big potatoes. I mean, golf ball size, tennis ball, that's as big as you're going to get what we've had in the past. So, hey, Howard, I got a quick question on your books here.
Now, let me say one more thing real quickly. Sweet potatoes, you should have better luck with. You can plant sweet potatoes now, and the sweet potatoes, you know, develop, you know, just continue to develop. There's not really a ripening situation. They just keep getting bigger and bigger, and you can eat them at any point. So you might try some sweet potatoes also.
Okay.
All right.
I've got a question on your book, your Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening, and then your Texas Gardening the Natural Way.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference in the material in them? I mean, we want something for the organic gardening methods to get in a little more detail on what you've got, and we're not online. So what's the difference in these two books?
Texas Gardening the Natural Way, and the other one was the Vegetable Gardening book?
Yeah.
The Vegetable Gardening book will go into quite a bit more detail. The information is about the same, but in the Vegetable Gardening book specifically, we just went into a little bit more detail. We've got photographs, for example, of what the seed look like and how big they are, and we've got more information about the different varieties that we've had good luck with. The information on how to plant, how to prepare the beds, you know, the basic stuff, how to take care of certain insect and disease problems, basically the same in both of them. It's just going to go into a little bit more detail for you in the Vegetable Gardening book. Than in the big book. The big book covers the same stuff, just a little bit more sketchy.
I see. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call. Let's see what, who's next up. I guess Joe in Burleson, Texas. Hey, Joe.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
I am a transplanted New Yorker.
Okay.
And I love Texas. The people are great.
Oh, good.
I have some property down in Mejia.
All right.
And there's this wild rose growing in a pasture. I guess it's called Cherokee Rose.
Okay.
How do I get, like, rid of that?
Yeah, some of those native roses or wild roses turn into pretty much brambles and can be a little bit of a problem. If it's in a, you can use them in fence lines and things like that. They're actually kind of beneficial at attracting beneficial insects and birds and lizards and toads and frogs and all that. But if they're in a place where they're just a problem, the best thing for you to do, Joe, on a woody weed like that is just to use a big mower and mow them down to the ground, and then spray with the 20% vinegar or one of the real strong organic herbicides as the new young tender growth tries to regrow. You're not going to be able to kill it while it's big and woody. Even the toxic chemicals wouldn't work. You know, they're going to contaminate your land and everything wouldn't work that well anyway. So a bush hog, you know, or some other big mower, and just take them all the way to the ground is the first step, and then just keep them from being able to regrow.
Okay, so that would be 20% white, I guess, vinegar.
Well, the 20% vinegar is available here in Texas for you in feed stores and farm stores and garden centers all over the place under about three different brand names. And it's a registered, you know, licensed organic herbicide at the 20% level.
Okay. So, all right. I'll be down there and I'll do that.
All right. It's available right here for you, and welcome to Texas.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you, and have a great day.
Okay, Joe. Same to you, and we will hear from you again, I hope. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping delicious, healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and I want to catch up on a couple of in Howard's garden things, and then we'll get back to the phones. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I've had some questions related to this. In fact, I had one listener, reader, send a photograph that I couldn't tell what the photograph was, and he didn't understand that I was asking for a little bit more photography and clarification before I could answer the question. And he said, oh, well, I'll just do the sick tree treatment and fill it with foam, with the expandable foam that some people use. And I sent him back a note that you should never do that. And I've assumed it was a cavity at that point. I couldn't tell from the first photograph. But cavities in trees, you want to leave them open, believe it or not. You don't want to put concrete. You don't want to put the foam. You don't want to put anything in the cavity. You want to leave air in the hole. A tree has a unique ability, as opposed to what we have when we have a cut on our arm or something, the cut heals. A tree doesn't do that. A tree, a woody plant, compartmentalizes the wound. In other words, it grows tissue around it and just seals it off. And in a cavity or any kind of a physical wound, it will develop these barriers that separate the wound from other healthy tissue on the plant. And anytime you, you know, gouge around on it or you put a foam in there or concrete, you're actually going to do damage to the natural protective barriers that the tree builds for itself. And sometimes people have a hard time believing that, that you should just leave, if it's a cavity, that you should just leave it open. If you leave it open, it will develop that protective barrier and separate the good tissue in the tree from the air and from water that might stand in the hole. Some people, and I used to recommend it, not knowing what I was talking about, years ago, used to recommend, some people still do, drilling a hole from the bottom up at an angle into the cavity so that it would, and put a pipe in or something so it would drain out. Well, if you do that, you've put two new wounds into protective barrier areas of the tree. You've created a bigger problem than you had. So you just leave the cavity there. Now, how do you prevent the cavities is another important thing. Most of the cavities that you see in trees, holes, cavities, are created sometimes by nature, you know, a windstorm breaking off and tearing a big hole in the side of the tree or something like that. But the most common thing is people pruning at the wrong place, making flush cuts. When you make a flush cut, you know, right up against the trunk of the tree, which a lot of people still recommend, unfortunately, that should know what they're talking about but don't. When you make a flush cut, you have cut into the tree trunk. That swelling, the branch collar that should be preserved is part of the trunk. It's not part of the limb. So the saw goes out past that swelling that you see, which will be wider at the bottom of the cut than at the top. And you make that cut outside that branch collar, you then look into the cut, it'll be perfectly round. If you make an improper flush cut over, you know, against the trunk of the tree, you look into it, straight into it, and it's the shape of a football or an oval. Well, that's bad. And what happens when you do that is that rot starts almost immediately at the top and the bottom of the cut, or can, usually does. And it rots and it goes into the tree, and that's what forms the cavities in most cases, an improper cut. It's much better for you to make the cut too far out than too close to the trunk. If you look at limbs in nature, just in the forest or in an area where a tree has died by being shaded out or whatever, you know, one of the lower limbs, you'll notice a big swelling there before you get to the part that's dead, that's falling off. And it'll give you a pretty good read on how big the branch collar is. Usually it goes out farther than most people realize. And you don't want to leave a portion of the branch collar. You want to leave the whole branch collar. So that's just one tip. Now, the other one I've run into recently is one of my neighbors. They've got borers in the trunk of a red oak, a pretty good-sized red oak, and bleeding down. And I'm going to probably make a story out of this, because you look at where the borers are and you look below that, and there's ground cover and soil built up on the base of the tree. So guess what caused the borer attack? A lot of people will try to tell you that borers attack red oak because you didn't wrap the trunk with gauze or burlap or something. That's one of the silliest things that you can do. The thought process that that's going to help anything is just backwards. Everything that results from wrapping something around the tree trunk is back. It is bad. It gives a perfect habitat for a disease to get started, for insects to get started, and doesn't help anything at all. If you're afraid on a new tree that has real thin bark that it's going to get sunburned, by far a better way to go is to get some latex paint, and matching the color of the bark is the best thing, but you can use white or gray or anything you want to use. And painting it on the trunk actually protects the trunk better from sun blister, sun scald or blister, better than wrapping some kind of gauze, and doesn't create an environment that actually encourages insects and diseases to come in. And then the tree, as it grows, just grows that latex paint away, grows it off. If you do it to match the color of the trunk, I'll give you a little tip, too, because I learned this the hard way. When you buy a paint and that you're trying to make exactly the color of the bark, get a paint that's a little two shades darker when it's wet than the bark is, because as it dries, it lightens up. And I've learned that myself the hard way. And then the borers that are active in the trunk, instead of toxic chemicals, are still recommended a lot out there and are sold, unfortunately, you can use orange oil, D-limonene, same stuff we talk about all the time, mixed heavier in this case, mixed instead of 2 ounces per gallon of water, you can mix anywhere from 4 to 8 ounces per gallon of water. 4 usually is enough. And then you paint that orange oil and water on the trunk of the tree. It soaks into the tree and kills any active borers. You can also use it for powder post beetles on the posts on your porch or whatever in your firewood. If you've got the borers, you know, turning your firewood into sawdust, painting the orange oil on it will kill the borers. Now, the borers are going to come back, though, unless you do one more thing. And what is that? Expose the flare. Expose the flare dramatically. Get the ground cover and the soil and the mulch off the base, which is what I'll help do in this case I was telling you about. And the flare exposure is the most important part of the sick tree treatment. The rest of the sick tree treatment is to apply the organic amendments that we use for bed preparation, compost, rock minerals, and sugars. And that way you kill the borers with the orange oil, and it kills them. Works well. We stumbled into this thing on this idea on a commercial landscape project years ago where I was the arborist and wrote the specs, and the contractor misread the specs. Instead of mixing it at 2 ounces and spraying, he mixed it about 50-50 with water and painted it on the trunks of some red buds, and man, it killed the borers completely and worked beautifully. And that led to the new formula that we recommend. So orange oil to kill them, and then the sick tree treatment with the exposure of the flare being the most important step of the sick tree treatment is how you get rid of borers. Borers are there because the plant is in stress. They don't just casually come walking down the street and look over and see a tree that they think it would be fun to drill holes in. Let's go next to Missouri and talk to Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi there. How are you doing, Howard?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
You bet. My question is, we've got a real pretty cemetery here in our area that has peonies. Mm-hmm. And in the springtime, if we have some warm weather, they really bloom nice for Memorial Day. Anyway, we've got some old cedar trees that's growing in some of it. We've talked about cutting those out of there and planting some other kind of tree that would be small, but would kind of like a maple of some sort, or maybe so they would have fall foliage, you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And something that would last in this area for our climate, you know.
Tell you a couple I'd look at in that situation, because they would be really beautiful plants, beautiful fall color, a lot of good texture, and not give you that heavy shade that you're trying to avoid. One would be, and this was the mystery photo last week, and nobody got it. It really surprised me. I meant to mention this. It's called paper bark maple, Acer grissom. I don't think anybody ever got it, and we had actually used it as the mystery photograph once before. One of my favorite trees, it has puppy foot looking foliage, has real fuzzy stems and buds in the early spring that look a lot like pussy willow, and just beautiful. And then real dark red fall color, and then you've got the beautiful cinnamon colored exfoliating bark on the trunks. It's called paper bark maple. The other one I'd look at would be the ginkgo. You know, my big ginkgo at home most years. We've had some funny weather situations that have prevented it, but in most years it has the most spectacular yellow fall color of anything that you could use. So, you know, a combination of those two plants might be worth considering.
So how tall would they grow?
Well, in your area, that you've probably got better soil than I've got here in Dallas. The paper bark maple is a medium-sized tree. It's going to get maybe 25, 30-something feet tall. They can probably get taller than that, but I don't think you should expect much taller than that in a reasonable amount of time. Ginkgos can get really large, but they grow fairly slowly. Under the organic program, they grow faster, but they'll get to be pretty good sized trees.
But they would handle cold weather.
Oh yeah, both fine. Of them cold weather. They like cold weather better than they like the weather here.
Yeah. Okay.
Give those a shot.
Already appreciate that.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, the one I saw, the paper barn maple I saw that really got me turned on about it was actually in Boston, Mass, up there with a buddy of mine. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Do you need hand sanitizer? Real-Time Pain Relief is making hand sanitizer to help during the COVID-19 crisis. This is no ordinary hand sanitizer. Real-Time Hand Sanitizer plus Skin Conditioner contains 70% alcohol to kill 99.99% of germs, and it's infused with nature's ingredients to deliver skin conditioning benefits, even as you clean. Use code DIRTDOCTOR with the purchase of Real-Time Hand Sanitizer for a free gift. To order, go to rtpr.com. That's rtpr.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a summer tip on backyard storage. Regular storage sheds tend to get really hot during the summer months, which can damage your stuff and make your shed unpleasant to use. My friends at Ulrich Barnes have designed a ventilation system that keeps their sheds about 18 degrees cooler than a standard shed. Visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers that have given Ulrich 5-star reviews. Call 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or ulrichbarnes.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The
the best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you in telephone, and we've got some open lines for you all of a sudden. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com if you're not familiar with that. The mystery photo for today has not, nobody's guessed it yet. I'll give you a little clue on it. It's one of the more unusual trees. It's considered very interesting by some people. Other people, it's considered invasive, and it will pop up from time to time. It's got a very big, unusual leaves. And it's got, as you can see in the photograph, an unusual character in the trunk. Even when it's brown, it's kind of a smooth color. When it's young, it's a green trunk. So that might be some good tips to help you be the first to identify what the mystery photograph is. If you are the first to identify it, and you can do it a couple of different ways. You can call me on the show, or you can send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Calling the show is 866-444-3478. One of the things about the paper bark maple that I was talking about earlier is that in all the mystery photographs, at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com, the little icon over on the right of the ones that are Twitter and Facebook and all those at the top of the page, the one on the far right is the Instagram, and Instagram is where you can go to see those past ones, and also the Instagram notes, memes, and various things that we put on there. Maggie Dwyer works with us and does a lot of those, and people are having fun with the ones she puts on there, and I put on some as well. One of the things we're going to be sending you here pretty soon is the new art studio. I told the people in the beginning of the show, you may not have heard it, that my daughter, announcer Logan, and her husband Bo came into town and had some ideas on making our design studio just a little bit more formal, more of a display gallery when you come in, rather than the way I had it set up. I had it set up so that the whole floor, all the rooms were working rooms. I was doing wood sculpture and metal sculpture and oil paintings and all in every room. And I had paint all over the floor and the walls and everything. And they did most of the work too. Had some ideas, painted the floor, painted over all the mess I had made, and set up more of a gallery situation. And I'll be sending out information about that. And also a little bit more detailed information about how, if you're interested. We're not going to be having any open houses or anything anytime soon because of the, you know, what's going on in the world these days. But we will be having situations where people interested in the art, and we've already done this quite a few times, but people interested in coming in, and rather than buying a piece of my art from the catalog, you know, online without seeing the art in person, can schedule an appointment to come by and have a tour of the art studio and see the stuff in person. And it does make a difference. There's no question about it, because my stuff is quite different. It's done on recycled material for the most part, not all of it. Some of it's on some new canvases, but a lot of it's on old canvases that people were throwing away, old paintings that people had given to the thrift store, wood, scrap wood. A lot of work is done on plywood. It's done on all kinds of stuff. And it's kind of interesting to see it in person. So if you have any interest in doing that, you can call us at anytime at the same number that we use on the show here and discuss setting up a personal get-together. The telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Lynn is calling in. Let me help Lynn, and then I'll get back to a little bit more on those trees and in Howard's garden stuff. This is Lynn in Dallas. Hey, Lynn.
Good morning, Howard. I share an alley with one of your golfing bays.
That's rough.
Yeah. But we've got a pretty good strip of red-tip petunia that is going to be the POA, supposedly, is going to take out in the fall. In the meantime, I have treated before using your system with primarily soil treatments, but I don't want to spend all my money doing that right now. And I'm trying to figure out if there's any spray-on solution that would help any, just to try to get some leaves back on about the next 3 months.
Just a temporary fix. Well, yeah, the Garrett juice itself would help that more than anything if you spray it on the foliage and drench it into the soil as well. But if you'll just do I've learned this myself on some of my own projects. If you'll just do a portion of the sick tree treatment, just get in there and do a real quick down and dirty removal of some soil from the base of the plants, it's pretty remarkable what it'll do. I'm about to do that for a neighbor that I was telling you about on a red oak situation and some other plants. It happens to me on my own plants from time to time. When we go through these real heavy rainfalls, a lot of times you'll get soil moving around to a degree. You know, you get a little wash going from here to there, and it'll build up on the bases of woody plants, and you won't even notice it because you exposed the flare sometime before, but all of a sudden it's built back up a little bit, and it causing some problems. It'll cause enough problems for galls to start forming again. With the red tip, you know, the Anthosporium leaf spot will start showing again. So go in there and just with some hard tools, since you know you're going to do something different later on, just be pretty cavalier about pulling some soil away and spray the Garrett juice and drench the Garrett juice. In other words, it's a modified version of the sick tree treatment. I think you'll see dramatic results.
Thank you.
All right. Keep me posted.
All right. Bye.
I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'd love to chat with you if you want to call. We got a third hour. Some radio stations carry it, some don't. You can always hear all 3 hours on DirtDoctor.com. It's streamed live there, and you can listen on the app, the Dirt Doctor app. We also have podcasts, so you can listen anytime that you want to. I think we have more and more people doing that all the time. We'll be back after this, so don't go away. Look forward to seeing you then.